Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The day of reckoning is today. Revelations 22:10 through 13. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The phrase day of reckoning refers to the last judgment of God, during which everyone after death is called to account for his or her actions committed in life. It is a day all lifetime misdeeds, wrong actions, inactions, as well as all excesses are punished, and good deeds and obedience leading to excellence in performance are rewarded. It is indeed the day of the Lord. In the scripture above, God made it clear to all that he is coming to reward every man according to his works on earth. From the tone of the warning, all gospels have been preached in the ears of everyone. Hence, nobody has the excuse of not living a life worth making heaven. Every day, man is required to make his choice of the kind of reward he will receive from God. The Bible says in Zephaniah 1:14-18, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near, and hasten it greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against high towers. And I will bring distress upon man, that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. This serious warning comes to keep the people abreast of the wrath that is coming, to enable them to prepare the way for escape. The gospel of the Lord is clear. Repent of your sins. Believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and serve him in order to make heaven at the end of one's life. Unfortunately, many people are more interested in the things of the world, much like the five foolish virgins. The Bible says in Revelations 1:3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The gospel of Jesus Christ calling for repentance is being preached everywhere in the world today. There is a reward for hearing and accepting the gospel and putting it into practice to make it part of one's lifestyle. Hear the warning. Heaven will not hesitate to throw any unrepentant and sinful soul into hellfire for everlasting punishment. The warning is for now. There is no room for procrastination. Nobody knows the day the trumpet will sound. We should take note of the warning in 1 Corinthians 7:29. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. There is no time to waste in this heavenly race. It is important to adhere to the warnings of the end times. In the days of Noah, the people did not listen to the preaching. They laughed and carried on in the same manner. But when the flood came, they all perished. Their wealth and knowledge could not save them. We are advised to carefully handle the things of the world and not to abuse them. The Bible says in Matthew 24:27, "For as the lightning comes out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The coming of the Lord for the judgment day shall be as swift as lightning, that nobody will have time for any preparation and amendment." We should adhere to the warnings now and repent for all forms of sinful activities. Matthew 24:32-35. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So likewise, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He who has an ear should hear what the Lord is telling the people of the world and abide by it. Anybody who wants to make heaven must be both hearers and doers of the word of God. Finally, every day is a daily reckoning. Every day is a choice of what fruit we will take from our tree of life. Every second of every day we are deciding who we will be, what seeds we will plant, and whether we will be a self-serving servant or one that has taken on the heart of Christ and has humbled themselves before Jesus, the King of Kings, and is living by his standards. Today is that day of reckoning. Decide for yourself this day who you will serve and commit yourself to. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I pray you are intentional about the same commitment. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.